Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria going up to 24 degrees today. Joburg 22 and Rustenburg a high of 28.
Jean-Marie, you've asked a very good question. She says, what is happening on Zierfontein? We can't get onto Allendale. There is currently a 31-minute delay there. If you have any information for me, please let me know.
In your sport, Mamelodi Sundowns striker Peter Shalulile has finally reached a century of goals for the Tshwane Giants. And Rassie Erasmus says he's satisfied with the start to the first Springbok alignment camp of the year.
It's Budget Day. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana is expected to take to the podium at 2 o'clock this afternoon and deliver the much-anticipated budget speech. This is the national budget that wasn't tabled last month because parties in the Government of National Unity couldn't agree on the 2% VAT increase. Today, COSATU plans to be back in the streets of various provinces to protest any VAT hike.
It makes no sense to bleed-dry those who pay the taxes and ignore those who don't.
COSATU's Matthew Parks says they hope that the postponement of the budget has led to a bold, progressive and people-centred budget and away from austerity budget cuts.
Revenue must be secured through investing in SARS by providing it the resource it needs to tackle tax evasion, customs and fraud. An additional 2 billion rand annually into SARS will enable it to boost tax compliance from 64 to 67%.
The National Prosecuting Authority's Asset Forfeiture Unit has seized assets belonging to Darren Wilkin and his girlfriend Giona Moodley, who are accused of running a child pornography distribution ring. The couple, who were arrested in January, are facing charges of manufacturing and distributing child sexual abuse material, possession of drugs and money laundering. NPA spokesperson Pinim Donandwana says money was found at the crime scene as well as in a frozen bank account.
The Asset Forfeiture Unit of the NPA successfully applied for a preservation order with the High Court of South Africa Gauteng Division in Johannesburg to seize cash worth over 647,000 rands found at the crime scene, as well as high-end electronic equipment and a vehicle belonging to Darren Wilkin and Tiona Mutli.
More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa will still send an envoy to America to strengthen diplomatic ties. Ramaphosa reacted in Parliament to the information from the DA that the party sent a delegation to Washington for discussions over the decision by US President Donald Trump to halt all aid to South Africa.
The counsel that we got, which is from a number of quarters, is yes, the United States is now in a milieu of being very transactional. They would like to see what transaction can be crafted with any country that they interact with.
Speaking of a transactional Trump, Canada and other US trading partners will be hit by a 25% levy imposed on all steel and aluminum imports from today. Trump wrote on his Truth Social that all the tariffs will disappear if Canada only agrees to become part of America. And back home, emergency services remain on standby across Gauteng with another day of warning for severe thunderstorms. Today, it's the forecast for the northern parts of the province. That includes the capital. Tshwane Emergency Services spokesperson Lindsay Mzweletini Nguni asks residents to stay indoors, stay alert and stay away from metal objects and
avoid outdoor activities such as fishing or playing golf in the rain, as the fishing rods and golf clubs may attract lightning.
I'm Gerda de Souza. Net weer die hoofnuus die uur. COSATU beplan betogings teen enige BTW-verhogings.
Jy weet as jy so 'n halwe oor luister.
Ja, ek het dit geweet.
And then you hear something, you think, I wonder if it applies to me.
Yeah, and then.
Not that I'm going to go fishing or golfing today. Uh-huh. Which part of the country is this?
The northern part of Gauteng.
Oh.
Yeah, it's here by
Martin Bester.
Just like
dit is hoekom jy dit my vingerket vir jou net so gewys.
It's oddly specific though. It almost feels like a bit of a vendetta.
Sure. Yeah. No,
fishing and golfing.
Those two, hey?
Really, Gerda, only those two, hey?
I'm just thinking that you've got the bigger.